This is actually my first Anchor recording podcast, however you'd call it, coming from the car, speaking into my microphone. And I'm going to use Anchor to just try and get my thoughts out into the world in spoken form. So listen to the first segment, the first episode, where in the next few minutes I'll talk about how you can deal with retailers when you're trying to convert or add direct-to-consumer models to your currently non-direct-to-consumer brand. So if you're selling products to consumer products and you want to go to a direct-to-consumer route, but you have middlemen or retailers that might not agree with that direction, then the next segment is important for you. So I'm driving home in my car from Amsterdam, just had a great client meeting, very inspiring. Of course, explain our services in the subscription world and the recurring business models, trying to introduce that at our company. But a topic came up in the meeting that I wanted to inspire me to record a little bit about my thoughts about becoming a direct consumer brand or selling direct to consumer as big consumer brand if you're normally only selling through retailers or some kind of middleman, because there's one problem historically in that relationships, and that problem is the thing that currently makes a lot of big brands that normally sell through retail look at that direct to consumer relationship. And the problem for those brands is that they have no way of reaching the end consumer to do product research, to do upsells, to improve their services, to, I don't know, figure out why a customer switched to a competitor, etc., etc. They don't own this because that information is kept in the silo of the retailer or the middleman. The only way to get that consumer information directly or to get that consumer contact directly is through maybe product registration details, or maybe loyalty plans, where there's a high barrier for a consumer to sign up for those things, and they are usually treated as spam or tedious because no one wants to be spammed by a brand and receive all kinds of product offers that you are just not interested in. So in this privacy spammy world, brands need a different way of keeping and getting in touch with the consumer, and that is why big brands should and are looking into direct-to-consumer processes so they can sell through e-commerce or, for example, through a subscription or recurring business model to those consumers. Because the big benefit of a recurring model is that you make your consumer member of your brand instead of having to sell each product each time at the moment that they are buying it, where they can be distracted with other brands, your competitors, other services, or maybe just practical problems if they go to the store or try to buy online the product that they are expecting to be there suddenly out of stock. So there's a great benefit of recurring models and making a membership model, making your consumers a member of your brand, so you can actually always provide that service for them and increase their loyalty and essentially make them a lifetime customer without having to fight for them every single sale. And so this sparks a discussion for bigger brands that currently sell through retailers, because if bigger brands use their brand power and their the current online capabilities with Facebook, with Instagram, with direct e-commerce processes that are very easy to set up, then retailers might be, hey, what are you doing? You're essentially stealing my customer. I've been selling your product and delivering you a lot of profits over the past decades. I'm not happy with this. And I think brands that are going direct to consumer need to come up with at least an opinion on it. I don't think there's a perfect solution, but I do see two main scenarios that are on either side of the spectrum. On the one side, you have I don't care about those retailers and middlemen anymore. I've gotten so good at doing direct-to-consumer marketing. The way or the marketing methods that we now have with the online world and social media are so cheap and easy that I can definitely run my own direct-to-consumer channel current tools and web apps and e-commerce platforms have been developed so you can actually do that. You don't need a middleman anymore. And if that is successful, you might even say, hey, we can now collect more revenue than we've ever done through retailers. So we're not even going to try to make those retailers happy anymore. And that is the moment where you basically say, hey, I'm a full direct-to-consumer business now. I don't care about the middleman anymore. I'm going full out and I'm going to essentially damage, between air quotes, the current retailers by just selling my products directly. Personally, I think for the good products, retailers will always want to buy it because there's always target markets that don't want to buy online or e-commerce and just need a physical store. But you will take a big cut from them. So that's the war option, the more negative lose-lose or win-lose option. I think there's a better way, and that's the win-win option. And the win-win option for me means sharing the customer relationship. Currently, those middlemen or retailers that sell your brand's product, they don't share the customer relationship with you. They don't open up their systems. Maybe there are pragmatic items. Maybe there are privacy reasons, but they just don't allow you to jump in, get all the contact details and the usage information of their customers and allow you to improve your products. So if you take control of that customer relationship and start building your direct-to-consumer business, you have that problem that you take those customers away from the retailer. However, if in the commercial sense you take the step that you sell the products to consumers directly, but you offer your relationship platform, which is recurring or at least periodical business with the customer because they are part of your membership instead of the single sale, you can offer your platform and your touch moments that you will have every month or every order anyways with those small resellers and retailers. And I think if you take the example of a local local store that is a local businessman, he buys your products either through a wholesale company or directly from you, depending on your current channels, you can offer that you share that customer relationship with them by allowing that retailer to take either a revenue share and or actually have them promote themselves and their additional services and products in your recurring touchpoint moments to provide benefits to that consumer that is now a membership of your brand, but also allow those retailers to make use of that customer relationship, and essentially you will be sharing the customer relationship with your retailers instead of either party, you or the retailer, keeping it to themselves. A very practical example could be that in the monthly billing notification or the monthly billing messenger or the monthly billing WhatsApp or SMS, you include a spot for the local retailer that is nearest to your consumer or that the consumer even signed up for. Maybe people can just sign up for your subscription in the store of that local retailer, but you provide those local retailers as or national retailers a spot in your monthly communication, in your periodic communication, to promote or to deliver added services onto the product that you are normally selling. For food, this could be that maybe you have, I don't know, potatoes. You deliver potatoes to people, and potatoes are popular, so people don't want them to be run out. I think this is a bad example because potatoes, I don't know, I haven't talked to someone about a potato subscription, but it could be true. Just as an example, it means that the physical store grocery store would normally sell potatoes directly to the consumer. You could take that consumer relation and offer those potatoes, but the store could still promote their recipe books or other appliances on how to cook potatoes. And that way, you can share the customer relationship where there's actually a win-win situation instead of a win-lose situation. It might not be that like the most optimal way of earning money, because I think if you truly go for the 100% like revenue optimization, you should just take that customer relationship and don't care about the rest. However, I think if you're a good citizen with your competitors or with your partners, because those retailers are a very important channel for you, you can increase both revenues. And I think in the end, that creates for a better customer experience and also a better economy, where we all make each other better instead of the one party worse and the other much better.
Okay, that was it. Many thanks for listening. You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, YouTube as well. So be sure to find my social accounts in the description of this episode. Thank you for listening. Bye-bye.